Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. It seems more than apparent that God cannot find enough people who claim to know Him to support His work, and that is utterly, profusely annihilating, not only on a personal level to those who are jackbutts enough to go ahead and answer the call of God, not their call, His call, and to have to endure such absolute annihilation of life where you're not paid enough to pay your own measly bills. You know what? If you're not called to the ministry and you're listening to me right now, I'm so glad you aren't. You know what I mean? By the way, don't feel sorry for me or any other true gospel laborer.
Perhaps we should be concerned and feel sorry for those who are not participating and doing their part in the work of the gospel with the laboring disciples of the body of Christ.
Paul said we, plural, are laborers together. Another plural word. We're laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3:9. Now let me ask you a question. Are you doing your part? Jesus told us to pray that the Father would send out His laborers. And you know what? Jesus and the Father have done such. They have dispatched their watchmen, their laborers, those that feed their sheep, servants, mere servants, to tend to the flock of God, just like the Levites did, the priest, the Levitical priesthood, one of the 12 tribes of Israel under the old covenant. They received tithes from the other 11. I'm not preaching tithing. I'm just simply, although it's a good idea, it organizes what you're going to do, and you're giving no different than putting God first in any part of your life, including the first part of your day where you get up and pray and read the Word and seek God first. If you don't do it first, you're not going to do it. We all know that by our own experience in attempting to do that, right? Yeah, right. So Jesus said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers into His harvest. And God has done that, and many of them have gone back to fishing, like the disciples have gone back to the secular world. I don't blame them one bit. You can call them rebellious all you want, but anybody that's been in the ministry and endeavoring to fear and obey God, no matter what kind of persecution it brought, knows that those that are called out by God and total idiots enough, fools for Christ, to remain on post, eating from the crumbs of rich men's table, they're nuts, man. And that would include me. Absolute psycho. And because, why? Because God somehow, He's able, but He is somehow unable to find enough people that care about Him, because the way you treat your money is a direct reflection, and it is how you are treating the Almighty. Jesus said, inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Inasmuch as you have not done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you've not done it unto me. You tell me, let me ask you, do you really believe that the laborers Christ, right here in Matthew 9:37-38, do you really think that if those who claim to know Jesus were rightly stewarding the resources He is and has given them, that God's laborers, that Jesus right here told us to pray for so that the harvest could come in and the sheep could be fed, etc., and equipped, do you really think they would be starving if, in fact, God's people, or those that claim to be God's people, were actually stewarding their money correctly? You can draw your own conclusion. I've got mine. You see, this is just another underscoring. This fact just simply underscores the obvious, that there are so few that are actually serving Christ, as opposed to those who vainly profess that they know God, which Jesus said many, not a few. Obviously, they professed him as the Lord of their life, and many of them got saved, truly got saved, the four soils. But then in time of temptation, they fell away. You see, in time of the temptation to spend their money on God's work, you see, their level of income increased. But what they did is increase their standard of living, not their standard of giving. Think about it. Their standard of living is, you got to have the 4,000 square foot home. You got to have a pool, right? You know, a pool your kids could drown in. That's an absolute necessity, right? Yeah, right. You got to send your kids off and spend $100,000 at least, easily, on each of them to get them indoctrinated by the communist animals, Antichrist, Luciferians, in these universities, right? I mean, you got to spend your money on that stuff, right? I mean, after all, that's essential, right? I think you get my point. It is a sickening, despicable perspective or view to see what calls itself a Christian in America. You got to be kidding me. You claim to be saved and you're not supporting the work of this Savior you claim saved you? You couldn't be more deceived. You got to be kidding me. Why aren't you doing it? Let me just let you in on a clue here. Because you're full of yourself. That's all you care about is yourself. You're serving the God of self. You're not serving the Savior who came and gave all. And he commanded you to give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It is more blessed to do what? To give than to receive. Why do you think these people that I'm talking about right now, and that might not be everybody I'm talking to right now, because I know we do have 5 to 8 people. That's it. God bless them that support this outreach by every month. You can look anywhere on the internet. You can go to the political pundits. You can go to people that are talking about pets and preserving these animals and whales, and they can't even count the money they get every month. There's pet causes, there's political causes, there's sports causes, and all kinds of people that claim to be Christian have jumping to support that. But when it comes to supporting the work,
not man's work, but rather
the work of God, that he prayed we would pray, he instructed us to pray that he would send forth these laborers, they don't give a living flying
care
about them. They've got to pray about supporting the ministry
when God commands his people to support his work.
Recently I saw a guy, and I'm not knocking the guy, he's probably not even saved, I don't know, I just saw where he posted that his dog needed an operation. His dog, folks, a beast, not created in the image of God. Hint, does not have an eternal soul, is not in jeopardy of going to hell. Hint. And this guy, he asked for help in raising $4,800 for the dog to get a surgery that it supposedly needed, right? Right. It took him less than an hour to get well over that amount. Unbelievable. I have never in the ministry, and I can tell you, everybody that's truly been in the ministry that's listening to me knows exactly what I'm saying, that I have never seen $4,800 come in like that. Not even close. I mean, this message right here, if you're wondering if you should obey God and give to the ministry, if you're being tempted to do what's right, to repent and get your stewardship house
in order,
let me just encourage you to know one thing to make the point. You will be the only one giving. I can tell you that. You will probably be the only one giving. And I don't want anybody that's already giving to bother with this. I hope you feel confirmed in your obedience to God. I cannot believe how many freeloading, unrepentant people are fed by this ministry and give nothing. What do you think? We're spending it on jet planes and big vacations? Are you kidding me? There's not enough money to travel to the next town. The bills are due in less than in a week, and we're hundreds of dollars behind. Unbelievable. The Bible says that men who labor in the word and doctrine, the elders, called out to serve the body of Christ and to feed the sheep of God. The most important element on the earth to him is his people. The precious fruit of the earth, James 5. They're the poorest people on the planet if they're doing it right. And I'm not about to manipulate, to do any kind of scheming to get money. I'm coming at you with an outright, direct
rebuke from the word of God.
There is no work on earth that's even remotely close to being as important as the work of Christ. It's the only work that brings eternal souls into his kingdom and feeds those souls so they're maintained all the way to the end to enter into the bridal chamber with Jesus safely, being fed and equipped to do ministry. In fact, this week, speaking of that, we just did send a bunch of books to Sister Terry that she requested. She goes through those books quickly. She's constantly calling me and putting me on the phone with people she leads to Jesus. She's helping them learn, and we're sending them mostly Spanish books. I believe three of our books are in Spanish now, thank the Lord. And in another situation, we had a prisoner. Sister Dana is always giving us names of people that are incarcerated that are saved and need to grow in Christ, and we are so thankful for that opportunity. This person named Taylor, you'll see this testimony on the feedback page, wrote us a handwritten letter from jail telling us it's so blessed to have received the Ready for the Return of Christ book and that they asked for more, so we sent them two more. Too bad we couldn't send them all, the rest of them, but that's how meagerly and miserly we are providing. We're always on empty. Why? Todd, you wasting money? You can look at my bank account. Wasting money? Are you kidding me? Like 14-year-old car? Is that okay? That probably makes a lot of people feel better. 200-something thousand. I'm not complaining. Thank God I got something to get around in. One-bedroom apartment. That's fine. No complaint. But to say that we're wasting money on what? Trust me, when you lay in bed for years, month after month, sweating and wondering how you're going to pay your bills, working 60, 70 hours a week, you're not going to be wasting money. Hint. You're trying to just get that bill paid so that it's out of your way and that you don't have to have it hanging over your head. You see, the Bible says concerning gospel laborers that they should labor in hope. In other words, knowing they're going to be provided for. I care because if I'm under the bridge, then it has to stop. The ministry's got to stop. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, I know most people don't want to talk about this topic that are in ministry. I know that. I'm talking for them right now. You can hate me and attack me all you want, and I will wear it as a badge of honor because everything I'm saying right here is the truth. It's the truth. This should never have to be preached, especially like I'm preaching it right now, you see. And by the way, they won't be the first or the last to attack me and lie. So I will be celebrating when they do. I don't think the devil even bothers anymore because it's so much like water on a duck's back. It doesn't even matter to me. It just gets me happy. So I'm preaching for all the other laborers, not myself even, all of them. And by the way, if they're a man called out to be an elder who is laboring in the word and doctrine, 1 Timothy 5:17 and 18, they are worthy of double honor. Take care of those people. They're the most important workers on the earth. There is no essential worker outside of the gospel laborers, or should I say above the gospel laborers. The laborers of the gospel are doing the infinitely and most important and only eternal work on the earth. Period. Everybody's going to die and they're going to heaven or hell based on what they do with Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord and His bride say, come, and let him that is athirst come and take of the water of life freely. That's the message. That, and repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, of the true called out laborers of Christ. In our main passage there that I read a couple of verses out of, and there's just so much scripture I could go to, I don't even know where to begin on this topic. Actually, a little less than half of Jesus's parables are on stewardship. And the Bible tells us we're all going to stand before him and give account for how we stewarded his resources. Brother, you sound mad. Absolutely furious. With no apology to you or anybody else. If I wasn't mad, what would that mean? I don't care about God's work. I don't care about people being fed, people being reached for the glory of God to be saved. I wouldn't even care. Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus didn't hide in a building. He went out among the people. Are you still supporting these fake preachers that never go out and get their hands dirty? Feed the poor, the hungry? All they do is collect more money to build bigger. What are you doing? You're going to go to hell with them. That's what the Bible says. You're going to be a partaker of their evil deeds. 2 John verse 9 through 11. Repent. They're making merchandise of you and you just love it. And they're going to be damned. 2 Peter 2, 1 through 3. And you're going with them. You're bidding Godspeed to them. You're helping them. It's time to get real. And when you get real, you're going to support that which is real. Otherwise, it proves you ain't real. Verse 36, Matthew 9. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And this is Jesus while he was on earth. But now what does he say? He was looking forward to, wasn't he? Listen to this. And then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous. There's a lot of people that need to be saved. Let me tell you, there is no end to the people that need ministry and that come for ministry and that are receiving ministry from true laborers of the Lord. And there is nothing that's even remotely important compared to this work. And you're not standing behind it. And now you're going to get mad at me for rebuking you. Good. You're a counterfeit and you're unrepentant. Leave. Bye. If you're real, you'll come to the light and you'll get right and you'll change the way you spent the outgo. You see, the reason why you've been falling into sin and aren't able to overcome it is because your heart is following where you're putting your money. But where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. He didn't say where your heart is, your treasure is going to be. He says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Memorize it, Matthew 6:21. Jesus right there told us to lay up treasure, not on earth. You're wasting it. You're wasting the seed he's given you on earth. He said, lay it up in heaven. Nobody can touch it. It never diminishes. It's eternal. Why are you wasting what he's given to you now? Temporal treasure to invest eternally. So many live their life to have their retirement, quote unquote, right, on earth, with no regard to their eternal soul, which is heading straight for hell if they're not born again and abiding. And when you're abiding in Christ, you're doing things his way. That includes stewarding your money. The people that do the most important, the infinitely most important and only eternal work on the earth have to worry about paying bills. It's a horrible testimony of a fake generation that claims to know Christ and the fruit of their life and the way they steward their money, which is a direct reflection of the priority of their hearts, absolutely testifies to their rebellion against the Almighty. Proverbs 30, verse 12. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, not God's eyes, their own, totally self-deceived and self-righteous, hypocrites, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. Why? What filthiness? They're full of covetousness for the things of this world. And you gentlemen, lightly call you a gentleman, I guess, you let your wife control you. Well, we got to have the bigger house. We got to have another SUV. I mean, SUV's only, what, $40,000 or $60,000 or $80,000 now? Unbelievable, man. Ephesians chapter 5, what does it say? What does it talk about? You know the Bible? What do you know about Ephesians chapter 5? Beginning in verse 5, for this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, never content, always got to get another material item, still empty in your heart and corrupted and miserable, a covetous man, who is what? An idolater. Bible says all idolaters are going straight to the lake of fire. Revelation 21:8. Every list of hellbound souls that are living in soul-damning sin has idolater and covetousness in it. Hath any inheritance, notice, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. And boy, you ain't getting deceived in this message. You're being confronted. For because of these things, what things? Well, they include what? Covetousness and idolatry. For because of these things that he just listed, cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Finishing here, Matthew 9:37-38. Jesus, the Bible said, had just gone out and healed the sick and ministered and had compassion. He was moved with compassion upon those who were sheep that were scattered without a shepherd. He's the only good shepherd and great shepherd. John 10:13-20. But how shall they hear without a preacher? Romans 10:14. How? And how shall they go except they be sent? What is your calling? I can tell you right now, if you're making money, your calling is to fuel the feeding of the sheep and the winning of lost souls. Who's feeding you the Word of God? Who? The Bible says in Galatians 6:6, you're to fund where you're getting fed. Fund where you're getting fueled. It's time to stop funding the frauds. The harvest, Jesus says, as he was moved with compassion and healed the sick and preached the gospel, truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Now, Jesus was on earth for 33 and a half years doing his work. And now this is speaking prophetically of ensuing laborers that are to come forth and that we're to pray would come forth, and we are to supply and support. I was a Marine. Listen, if the Marine grunts don't have supplies via supply lines by the logistics organizations and segments of the military that are running and supplying, running ammunition, running food and water, those Marines are dead in the trenches. And that's what we got right now in this situation, in this immediate situation, and so many across the world. We've got people that are wasting the money God is giving them. They're increasing their level of living instead of their level of giving. And these Marines, if you will, or these laborers of Christ, are in the foxhole, stuck with no supplies, and drying up, wasting away, becoming weak, not whole and taken care of so they can minister from a place of strength, but they're still there fighting. And you're sitting there, you could care less to put anything on that truck that's getting ready to leave to go supply them. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. They're few and they're getting even fewer. Why? Because of people that don't support the work of God, not the labor, God. Paul said he was merely a messenger, 1 Corinthians 3. You can tell, man, I'm stumbling over words. I'm furious. I'm not going to apologize to anybody for being furious or for the way this is delivered. I don't care if it runs everybody off. Preach the truth no matter what. If I'm living by anything but that which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Pray ye therefore, he ends, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Pray. Have you prayed for that? I know a lot of believers have. And I know Jesus now said that on earth. He's at the right hand of the Father making an intercession for the body of Christ. So you know he's praying it. And guess what? God has sent forth some laborers, and some of them are feeding you. What are you doing? What are you doing? Anything? Again, 1 Corinthians 3:9, we, plural, are laborers together, plural, with God. We're laborers together with God. Are you participating? If you're not laboring in the gospel, what are you doing? I mean, are you even saved? Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always, 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 always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Are you praying for more laborers? Are you supplying the ones that are feeding you? I'm asking you, are you? Are you just a freeloader who's just skating along, spending all your resources that God's given you on your selfish self, serving the God of self?
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.